Netcasts you love.
From people you trust.
This is TWiT. Bandwidth for the Daily GizWiz is provided by AOL Radio at AOL.com/podcasting. It's time for the Daily GizWiz with Mads Maddest writer Dick DiBartolo. This is episode 419 for October 11th, 2007. PCTV's HD USB Ultimate Stick. And now, get ready for Dick. Hello, Dick DiBartolo, the Giz Whiz.
Leo, you're back from Vancouver?
I'm back from Vancouver. It was a little rainy there, and then I brought the rain with me. Now it's rainy here.
But that's okay. Rainy here.
It's winter. It's about time. What? Didn't you have a terrible heat wave last week?
The most bizarre weather in the high 80s for the fall.
And they say there's no global warming.
Yes, no, global warming. I have 2 feet of water in my apartment.
That's the ice caps are melting.
I live just a block from the Hudson River.
Yeah, they're actually in Dick's apartment. They're melting. Yeah, I told you to leave those ice caps in Antarctica.
Thank you.
Yeah. Bringing them home. That was crazy. Crazy.
The only good thing is I go out my front door and I can go boating. I don't have to go to the marina anymore.
You know, it's true. In a less facetious vein, That is true. You live close enough to the river. You probably would if the – what are they saying? It could rise several feet.
Several feet. The thing is it wouldn't happen. The only reason I know is that we had a northeaster, I think, in 92, and it was during full moon, which is the worst time.
Oh, yeah, high tide.
And it hit at full high tide.
Is that a neap tide?
It's very neat. Oh, I loved it.
Don't they call that a neap or something?
Neat,
like
NEET, or is it?
No, neap. I don't know.
Yeah,
quick,
whatever
quick.
It is. Very
Wikipedia.
Very
Wikipedia.
Hot.
The neap tide is the minimum. Tides are the cyclic rising and falling of Earth's ocean surface, called by the cosmic the tidal forces of the moon and the sun. And let me find what the neap. I think the neap is the lowest of the tides. So that would be the neap, the semi-diurnal tidal range. Well, how did we get into this? Did you know?
All I said is that the water was high. And then suddenly
The spring tide is the one that's the full moon, and a high tide is the spring tide.
Even if it occurs in December?
Yeah. It was derived from the season of spring. No, not derived from the season of spring, but rather from the meaning to jump or leap.
Oh, okay.
So springing up tide.
Right.
And
well,
then the minimum tide is called the neap.
The minimum, okay. Well, this was super neap. You've been to the marina.
Yeah.
Well, it's the first I've been at the marina for 38 years. The Hudson River was level with Riverside Park.
Ooh, wow.
All the ramps to the docks all fell in the river.
Aye, aye, aye.
The boats were above the pilings. It was bizarre. The seawall was 6 feet under.
That must have looked weird. Wow.
So we can stand a little bit of global warming.
So it didn't touch your house.
It did not, because Riverside Park sort of rises in between.
Right.
So anyway.
Oh,
so in other words, the Daily GizWiz will be able to go on
despite global
through
warming.
The first part of global warming.
Take that, Al Gore.
Ha ha!
Of course, all the gadgets that we're inducing people to sell probably aren't helping things much.
No. Well, I don't think we're hindering by much.
Well, maybe not. Maybe
yeah.
not. I don't know. I think we are encourage rampant consumerism.
Yeah, not rampant.
By the way, I got an email. I should save this. I'll save it. But the guy was saying, if Dick ever gives you a hard time about the toothpick bird ever again, just say two words. Squawker's Macaw.
Oh, he sent it to me. I was going to read it, too.
We'll save that.
Okay.
Take that.
Take that.
So what is our gadget for?
Our gadget of the day is from our friends over at Pinnacle. And it is the PC TV HD Ultimate Stick.
You mean the PC TV HD US?
Yes, USB Ultimate Stick. Now, Pinnacle has been making these little USB plug-in units for quite some time now, where you can add software, you know, load the software that comes with it.
It's like a mini TV tuner.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. And it comes with an external antenna with a magnetic base. So if you want to, you know, if you're sitting in the back of your car and you want to try and capture a signal, or you're traveling, set up the antenna in a...
Or even here in the office. Yep. I don't have cable in the office.
But oh, you don't? Okay, yeah. Okay.
Perfect for that.
Right. So you can set up the antenna. And what's changed with this brand new one, and the release date is October, so it's probably in...
This is October.
This is October.
This is October.
What they've done now is you no longer load any software.
Really?
Because the software stays on the hub.
Oh, see, that's because you're using that USB auto load stuff.
Exactly. And when you plug it in, it just says, you know, a little screen icon comes up and says, do you want to keep using the software that's on the hub? And you you click yes.
You could install it, probably.
You probably could, but I did not.
Yeah, just take it around. Yeah.
Yeah. And then if you want, you can also hook cable up. You know, you can unscrew the external antenna and hook cable to the end. You can hook up to S. You can do S video or composite video. And then what was that?
I don't know, but I think something's about to blow.
And then what can happen
That's
is
the last thing Dick said. What was that?
No, that would be if it was a tick, 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 tick.
And we never heard from him again.
We always heard was the bang. And, so you can hook it directly to cable if you want. Now, if you hook it to the back of your cable box, it will go into automatic scan.
Oh,
but basically,
hey,
it's just going to find channel 3 because... You know, everything's coming out on 3.
This isn't a cable box, in other words. This will only get the analog stations.
Well, no, it gets digital and analog.
If you hook it up to the cable box.
To the cable box.
Got it.
But I have, now I hooked it up and I got a very decent picture on my laptop. Every once in a while, a wavy line would go through it. But Leo, I have, in the back of my cable box, I have about 19 splitters. I have divided that signal so many times that when I watch movies, very often the wrong people are in them.
What do you mean? I watch Humphrey Bogart with the Ritz Brothers?
I saw Platoon with Paris Hilton and Kelly Ripa. I don't think they were in the original.
I don't believe so.
Yeah, see, the signal is going around
Something's
and
wrong.
In and out.
Yeah,
and
yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Yeah. So,
we can go on. There's a lot of movies, you know, the Casablanca starring Harpo and Chico and Groucho. This is a lot of strange things you could get on that TV.
You know what? If I started making these into DVDs, I could have another whole business.
You sure could. The Wizard of Oz with Claude Rains. It'd be great. I love it.
Oh, yeah. He is in The Wizard of Oz, isn't he?
Oh, never mind then.
I have that version.
Yeah. Okay. It's the one you play Pink Floyd next to, and everything synchronizes up perfectly.
Ooh.
So now this is the ultimate. Now I'm looking at the Pinnacle site, and I see the PC TV HD stick, but this is the
HD. No, you need the HD Ultimate.
Ultimate.
You know, is it there yet?
Maybe not. I'm not so bright, so it could be. I'm just not finding it.
Yeah, right. Not so bright. What are you kidding?
I'm not finding it. Mobile. It would be under the mobile. Enjoy your videos anywhere. Probably. No, I don't know. I'm still looking for it, but I'll keep
it. Okay. It's under $130. Remote control.
Oh.
You can also load in software so that you can record a show when you're not around.
Yeah. See, we're recording this, which is just a couple of days before it airs on the 9th, it isn't on their website yet.
Oh, okay. So if you did you Google it in case it's someplace else?
I did Google it and I find a lot of announcements about it.
You know, okay. Maybe they tell me the end of October, but it's coming. So this is like a preview. And then there's a little memory left over on the USB stick so that you can also carry 2 hours of video on the stick also.
Cool.
So if you happen to have your favorite movie and you want to leave it on the stick and take it from computer to computer, you can do that too.
This is this This sounds really cool. Now, is Windows only, or is it a, probably is only Windows, huh?
You know what? It's, I did
it
not.
Because it has to use, the software has to be Windows.
Oh, that's right. Yeah. I have the little thing here, and I will take a quick peek. Quick start guide.
Should I play the jingle? Can I play the jingle? What, should
oh,
I play
yeah,
the jingle?
Yes, yes.
Let's pretend the UPS man came.
Oh, hang on. The bell rang.
Oh, wait a minute. Where is it?
Oh no.
I got it here somewhere. I opened all the jingles, got them all ready, except for that one.
Oh, okay.
I'm sorry.
Well, when they say connect the stick to your desktop or laptop PC.
Yes.
That eliminates Macs.
Very
is that
cool.
correct?
Yes, it would. Okay. PC is generally considered not a Mac.
A Mac. Okay.
Unfortunately. Oh, here it is. Here we go. I just love this. I just want to play it more.
We should be sponsored by UPS.
You practically
I
are.
I noticed it's the only carrier mentioned in that song.
It doesn't say FedEx, DHL.
But it could.
It could. It could say yes. It could say Joe's
DHL.
Speedy Delivery Service if,
yeah.
if Joe would just pony up the dough.
Anyway, that's my gadget of the day, and I did stress it's a HD also.
Very cool.
Ultimate stick.
I can't believe they can get this.
Can't find it yet. It'll be up there very soon at the Pinnacle website.
That's very, very cool. So there is an HD. I want to say this because they do have a PC HD stick, and they have the PC HD Pro stick, but you're talking about the Ultimate stick.
The PC TV HD Ultimate.
Or the PC latest. TV HD US USB, as we call it in the biz.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, very techy. We love those acronyms. Oops, I pressed a button. What happened? Somebody once said to me, you know, for a tech guy, you have more technical difficulties than any other show in the business.
Oh.
But it's because we live on the bleeding edge.
We do. We really do.
Yes.
Now, a letter from Jack says, will it never end?
Oh, no.
Today, I saw Patrick Norton on Techzilla.
Yes.
Mix a Tang drink with his trusty Spork.
Spork!
If that wasn't bad enough, they listed the Spork on the recipe for the drink.
It's a necessity.
You might want to let Leo know that Techzilla failed to credit him on the recipe, seeing how the Spork could be unknown to the world if not for Leo.
You know, the truth might be, might be that Patrick turned me onto the Spork.
Oh.
I really don't remember. Or I would give credit, but it's very likely that I learned of the Spork from him. Because he's more of a camper, frankly, than I am.
Yeah. And he sometimes used to wear a kilt from time to time, right?
Yes, the Utila kilt. In fact, that would make a wonderful subject. Maybe he could do a guest gadget, gizwiz.
I think that's great.
Yeah, and he could talk about the Utila kilt and the merits thereof.
Oh, okay. Did he invent it?
No.
Oh, he didn't.
He just wears it.
He just wears it. Okay.
A lot
and
of
he wears
people.
It, and he wears it well.
Yes, he's got manly calves.
Manly calves.
Manly calves are a necessity if you're going to wear it. Martin Sargent wore a kilt once.
Yes.
He does not have manly calves.
Oh.
And the effect is not as good.
Oh, okay.
It's not an attractive sight. Well, it could also be because he wore bass weegians and socks.
The look
wasn't quite right.
Yeah, no.
I don't know what you're supposed to wear with a kilt, but I think with a Utila kilt, you're supposed to wear like Doc Martin boots.
Yeah, or
it's a whole
mail.
Thing.
What is the steel stockings that the
yeah knife. Mail chain mail? Yeah, that's right.
Yeah, right.
So you clank when you walk.
Clank, clank. Anyway, that was Jack Kelly from New Hampshire,
as opposed to Old Hampshire.
Oh, that's right.
Which
right.
is where they were.
Yeah, he wrote us. The guy from Jack Kelly, Old Hampshire, wrote us last week.
That was the old one.
This is New Hampshire.
Dick, tomorrow.
Tomorrow is what?
Is another show, another day. It's Friday. Oh, it's Friday. It's the Gadget Friday. Warehouse and, Day.
Yeah, and not only is it Gadget Warehouse
There's
Day, it's
more.
New Theme Gadget Warehouse
it's
Day.
It's New Theme Gadget Warehouse Day, or NTGWD.
Yeah.
Yeah, make sure you tune in.
Yeah,
an upcoming NTGWD any day now. Dick, we'll see you then.
I'll be here.
D-A-I-L. Why, it's the Daily Giz Whiz. It's the Daily Giz Whiz. It's the Daily Giz Whiz.
It makes its own gravy.
Yeah.